Blog Talk Radio.
You know, we serve a God who makes ways out of no way. Just lift up a praise in this room. Against the wall, and it looked as if it was over. You, yeah, and we're standing here only because you made a way. I don't know how, but you did it. Don't know how, but you did it. Every voice said, I don't know how, but you did it. Don't know how. I don't know how, but you did it. Can you raise that up? Don't know how. I don't know how, but you did it. Hey! Say, I don't know how.
Don't know how, but you did it.
Raise it again. Don't know. You move mountains, you cause walls to fall, and with your power, you perform miracles, and there is nothing, come on, that's impossible, and we're standing here only because you say you move mountains,
you, move mountains.
You cause walls to fall.
I'm standing here. And we're standing here only because, said we're standing.
And we're standing here only because you said.
We're standing.
And we're standing here only because you said.
And we're standing.
And we're standing here only because.
Raise it up. And we're standing.
And we're standing here
only because you made a way. When the doctor said no,
no,
you said yes. When the doctor said no, you said yes. Say it. When the doctor said, what did he say? Say it again. When the doctor said, you, cause he's always making a way.
Always making a way.
Always making a way.
Always making a way.
Time after time. Always making a
way. Always making a way.
And we're standing here, say.
And we're standing here only because you made a way.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. First, give honor to God, who's the head of our life. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is Freestyle Friday. We have a phenomenal show for you guys this morning. We have guest minister Lynette Dawson coming on, an entrepreneur and a motivational speaker. The scripture for this morning is 1 Peter 4 and 8. Above all, love others deeply. Love covers all over a multitude of sin. Again, 1 Peter 4 and 8. Above all, love each other deeply because love covers over a multitude of sin. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. If you have a question or you need prayer or you have a word from God, make sure you press 1. Again, the number is 563-999-3628.
999-3628. Grace and peace. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I am Pastor Daniel Douglas, along with another than my lovely co-host, my lovely wife, my lovely partner in ministry and partner in just life. Amen. None other than co-pastor Kashima Douglas. We're here to inspire, encourage, and strengthen you through the Word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis, and we're just excited about what God has to say and what is going to happen on this morning. The song said, we're here only because you made a way. Man, I'm telling you, that should be our decree today. That should be our decree today. I was just sitting there listening to the song, and I don't know if y'all ever had one of those flashback moments when you just sit back and you hear something and it thank you. And it causes you to begin to think back. The devil is a lie. He'll cause you to just think back on the goodness of Jesus. The only thing you got to do is just rewind your mind just a little bit on how God has transformed your life. Just rewind just a little bit on how God has moved some things out of your way. Just rewind your mind just back just a little bit and just think about how you should have been, could have been, would have been dead. Oh, Lord, come on here. I didn't mean to start out like this morning, but God has been too good for me to sit down and hear that song and not share this morning my testimony about how God has seen me through many a trials and tribulations, how he's seen me through some of the worst days in my life, where times when I thought that I couldn't couldn't make it. Times when I thought that I wasn't going to be able to overcome. Times when I thought that I wasn't going to see. Watch this. My next day. But God came in, my God, and he made a way. Those of you all that under the sound of my voice on this morning, I want to encourage you and let you know that it don't matter where you may be and what your situation or circumstance may be. Know that God will create a 25th hour for you. God will come on here and help me say something right quick. God will step in and God will make an 8-day for you if he got to. He said, my grandmother and them used to say it all the time. He may not show up when you want him, but he's always on time. God is an on-time God. Yes, he is. He will do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask and think. Only thing we got to do is just continue to trust in him. The Bible says, look toward the hills with coming our help, and our help comes from the Lord. Oh, Lord. I wasn't intending to go there this morning, but that song worked some up in me. It woke some up in my spirit this morning because I don't know if y'all ever had one of them times when you had one of them pity parties, one of them pitiful parties with your pitiful balloons and your pitiful confetti and your pitiful cake. You know that balloon that halfway just floating in the air, that pitiful cake with the sink, it was the sink in the middle. Your pitiful punch that ain't got no punch. You got more drink than you got. Punch, yeah, one of them pitiful parties that you be having. But watch this here. God will show up. Only thing we have to do is focus on him, that our eyes be toward him consistently and constantly toward him. Good morning. Good morning. God bless you. God bless you. Like I said, I didn't mean to go that way, but there was something about that song this morning that worked something up on the inside of me. I'm just excited about what God is doing in this hour, what he is doing among us today. You know, we folks say we're in a pandemic. I see the pandemic, but I also see the hand of God. Come on here. Somebody help me shout right there. I see the pandemic, but I still see God's hand moving in the pandemic. He can move in a famine. If you don't believe me, ask Joseph. He'll move in a famine for you. If we just go through the Bible and just see how the woman and the widow woman and her son say, I'm going to bake this cake and I'm going to die. She was in a famine. Come on here. She was in a famine situation, and the man of God stopped by. Oh, Lord, I wasn't intending to go here. But the man of God stopped by, and when he stopped by, she said, make a cake for me. And every time she reached down into her meal barrel after she fixed the cake for the man of God, she ain't lacked nothing else no more. Come on here. Come on. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. My God, he will show up and he will show out. God bless you guys this morning. We thank you so much for tuning in. We're just excited about what God is doing today. And he's just a great God. He's a great God. He's not a good God. He's a great God. Amen, 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 amen. Listen, this morning we want to make sure that we acknowledge those countries that are listening in to us on this morning. And as always, thank you guys for tuning in and being a part of this broadcast that you guys tune in with us every morning. Wherever time zone you may be in, we thank you so very much for taking the time out of your day to come on and listen in and tune in to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We have the United States, we have Canada, we have Brazil, we have Ghana, we have Dinah, we have Nigeria, we have Kenya, we have Zimbabwe, we have South Africa, we have Jamaica, we have Germany, we have Saudi Arabia, we have China, and we have Hong Kong. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I do my PSA every morning, that I share with you guys concerning us being diligent in what we do, and that is pray. Because some of these countries that are listening in to us on this morning realize and understand that some of these countries, they are dealing with a situation that when they confess the name of Jesus, come here, let's talk for a minute. They confess the name of Jesus, and when they confess the name of Jesus, their lives are now in danger. They are. I don't know if you guys had an opportunity to see the video. I don't know if they've taken it down yet, but there's a pastor in China that was preaching the name of Jesus. He was preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the authorities of that country came into his home and were getting ready to take him and put him, watch this here, put him into a concentration camp because he was preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is the day and time that we live in, ladies and gentlemen. This is the day and time that we live in, that when we confess the name of Jesus, that we have to realize that there are those that are preaching this gospel and their lives are in danger. It's just like it was back in the biblical days. You couldn't confess that Jesus was Lord because they had all these other demigods, all these other idols that they were worshiping. They could not confess that the true God was even existed. But listen, we're here on this on free soil to preach this gospel. Come here, let's talk. To preach this gospel, to preach the true gospel of Jesus Christ. Our job, ladies and gentlemen, is to consistently and constantly pray for those that's over in the other countries. He said, because our job is to confess this thing from sea to silent sea, from one end of the shore to the other end of the shore. We have to preach this gospel. But listen, the breadth of this country, we have to preach this gospel. And we realize that you are going to be under attack. You're going to be in a place where the people are going to come against you. But know that there is a God that you serve. Ah, Lord, the Bible says that he's so big that the earth is his footstool. So this lets me know that no matter how the enemy may try to come against my life, I know that I have a God that's bigger than my situation. I have a God that's bigger than my enemy, and he will make my enemy come down to his knees because he said that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. So we thank God for this opportunity to be able to confess to get this gospel. But we have to consistently and constantly pray for those that are overseas. Ladies and gentlemen, let our prayers be turned toward them, that we pray for our brothers and sisters across this country. Not just because of them preaching the gospel, but because all the unrest that's in their country. Nigeria is dealing with unrest. Kenya is dealing with some unrest. We have to consistently pray for our brothers and our sisters. Saudi Arabia is dealing with unrest. All these countries are dealing with all these different issues. It's more than just them preaching the gospel. There are other forces as well. But we have to consistently and constantly pray that God move by his power and by his strength. We're just so grateful that we're just one voice that's being heard over in that country, that the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ is there. We're praying for you, our brothers and sisters over there. We're praying for you. And know that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Amen. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. Where two or three are gathered together in my name is what the word says, that he is in the midst. So we're here praying for you. We're here praying for you. We're here to encourage you and strengthen you and tell you to continue to hold your head up and continue to fight. Amen? God bless you guys so much. We thank you so much for tuning in, joining in with us on this morning. We're going to take a quick musical break, and we'll be right back. Remember, guys, you're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Come on, young people, bless the King. Hallelujah. Say wherever you are, just raise it up and say wherever. Whatever you've been going through, tell them. Tell them, God says, even now, the struggle is over. Tell them, you've been in this place long enough. Tell them. And I know your mountainside has been rough, but we came to declare that the struggle is over. Just one more time. You can just tell your neighbor, wherever you are, whatever you've been going through, take wherever you are. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Wherever you are.
God says it. God says it.
God says it.
The struggle is over. Just tell them you've been in that place long enough. Say it. Struggle is over.
Welcome back to Worldwide Gospel Connection. We're just excited about what is going to happen today. It's Freestyle Friday. We have a tremendous guest on this morning with us. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you by Cora Gifted Gifts. You're looking for a relaxing bath of spirits, looking for that Calgon take me away moment. Cora Gifted Gifts, bath bombs. You guys go to her webpage, which is CoraGiftedGifts34@gmail.com. You can email her there. You can also go to her telephone number, which is 346-381-8751. Those of you all who are looking for a relaxing bath of spirits, I am a shower guy for the product lunch. This is Lady Douglas's gift, baby. For the product lunch, I did try one of them. I am a shower guy, guys, but I'm telling you, that was one of the most relaxing experiences that you guys ever have. Those of you ladies who are looking for something to help you relax that weight, that day away, just to get in a nice bath to relax, this would be the product for you guys. I'm telling you, exciting smells, wonderful scents, just a really good product for you guys to try. Again, that's Cora Gifted Gifts. She can be reached by you guys going to her email address, which is CoraGiftedGifts34@gmail.com. You can also reach out to her by telephone. If you could text, or you can either call at 346-381-8751. Also, remember, those of you all who are looking for the lap scarves, she has those available as well. You can contact her through Cora Gifted Gifts as well with that as well. Thank you guys so much for being a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection on this morning. We're just excited about what God is doing on today. I'm going to relinquish my stand. I'm going to turn it over to my lovely wife.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome back to Worldwide Gospel Connection. Good morning. We have the phenomenal minister, Lynette Dawson, on this morning. Like I said earlier, an entrepreneur, a motivational speaker. She has a testimony for you this morning. Minister Dawson, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I am here. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Good morning. First, where are you from?
I'm from Houston, Texas, born and raised. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's right, Houston. Okay,
yes,
well, let me get with my questions. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, okay. What is the most thing you're proud of?
Currently, my last line that I just launched, I am an author as well. I released a book in April, a devotional for young girls. I'm proud mainly to be a mother. There's many things that I can go on and just and boast in. But, yeah, my last line is something, it's my baby. It's something that I really love. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, okay. What are your current goals right now as far as your business? And I know you have to multitask, being a mother, a business owner, and a minister at the same time. What are your current goals?
My current goals, I'm also a student. I am on a break this semester, but my current goal is to finish getting my degree within the next year. But just to see my business expand and to be able to minister the gospel through my businesses and to be able to reach the lost. That's my main goal. That's my main purpose, to even be here on this earth, and I want to fulfill that.
Okay. Being an entrepreneur, how does that affect your family life? You know, sometimes you get too busy where we don't have time, but you have to make time. How does that affect your family life with your baby?
Well, it's truly learning balance, because I do have to say, find time for God too. It's just learning how to balance things with work, my kids, and still giving them that time that they need. But my overall goal, within launching these things, is to have something to secure for my babies when they grow up. And the thought behind it was, even if it don't go the way I want it to at this moment, which I do believe wholeheartedly that God is going to prosper it, but when my babies get their hands on it, what can they do with it as well? My goal is to have something in place for them as they grow and mature, and to put on the entrepreneurial mindset, even at an early age, until womanhood.
Right. If you have a team, how do you handle when your team gets frustrated and overthinking themselves, or just don't know what to do, but still try to do their job as far as your team? How do you encourage them to keep moving forward?
I don't have a team, but I am a part of the Better Woman team, and I see how she's so patient. You got to have patience to deal with people first and foremost. And I really look up to that. If I was to ever have a team, I would first have to, you know, I would encourage people to master the spirit of patience in order to be able to deal with those. Because even as a leader, you know, you have to deal with the things that your team battle with too. So it does. I agree, she may get frustrated at times, but she handled it very well, and she still push forward and push us to do what we need to do in God.
Yes, she does. She is a phenomenal, phenomenal woman. Tell the people what all that you do, what all business that you have, and what all that you do.
Okay, so right now I am a current author. Like I said, I have a devotional targeting young women and targeting young teenage girls and kids, and I want to educate and edify the youth in that. I do have a beauty for lashes lash line, and it's many. I'm in a process of adding more things to the roster, but right now it's focus on lashes. And what it is, it comes from the scripture, beautiful ashes. When God says he'll give you beautiful ashes in Isaiah 61, and it basically states in the scripture that he'll proclaim you, he anointed you to proclaim the good news, to proclaim freedom for the captive, to proclaim the year of the Lord. And in that scripture, it speaks of, it's repetitive in proclaiming. And I asked God, I was like, God, why? Because when something is repetitive, it's important to it. I was like, Lord, why did you put this word so many times in the scripture? And what he spoke to me is that it was a declaration. And in declaration, it also speaks about the process of the ashes and how when you go through the fire and you're tried and you go through these seasons of being tested or whatever the situation may be, that he'll give you beauty for those ashes. So in that, I'm declaring back through this product line that God is going to restore beauty upon women. And I know sometimes that the product is not what makes us beautiful. The makeup is not what makes us beautiful. But it's in that season of darkness and transformation where I learned to love myself without it. You get what I'm saying? And when I put these things on and in that transformation, I feel different. It makes me feel better, and I see the beauty in the transformation.
Awesome, awesome. Have you ever sat back and said to yourself, wow, I really did that?
All the time. I look back on my life, and God has truly, he's been a blessing to me. And some of the things, like even the positive and the negative, I can't believe it. God has put me in the position that I am now and just restored my beauty within and brought me from a mighty long way. If you knew me back then, you'll see the grace and the glory, and you'll be in awe at what God truly transformed me to be today.
Awesome. If you could change anything, what would you have done differently? Or would you just let, you know, stay where you're at now? The past, no change anything. If you had a chance to change anything, what would that be?
I would say definitely I wouldn't change anything because I know that what I went through was all for purpose. So I would definitely leave it at that. I wouldn't change nothing because I know that God positioned me to go through that. And if he didn't feel like I was strong enough, it wouldn't have never happened the way it did. But I'm glad I went through everything I went through so that I can be a voice for the silent. I can be a voice of reason. And I can teach other people how to come out those same situations that I went through. So I wouldn't change anything about it.
If someone comes to you and say they want to start their own business, but they're scared and they don't know which way to go, what advice would you give them about being an entrepreneur?
Step out on faith and that the Lord will provide. He's a way maker in Jesus' name. Just step out on faith. Because you'll never know if something will prosper until you try it. If I'd rather try it and fail than to not try and never have the opportunity.
Amen. Good morning, woman of God. How are you?
I am blessed. How are you, man of God?
I'm fantastic. I was sitting here and I just, the Lord was just ministering as you ministered. Just share a portion of your testimony. Just share a portion of your testimony with the listeners so they can.
Okay, so I want to share a poem. I am a poet. It's called Soul Ties. And you got to understand this side of the testimony for before I get into to depth. In case I miss anything, you'll see why I was bound. I had my pastor to ask me one time because I am a domestic abuse survivor. He asked me what caused me to stay in a relationship so long, and I couldn't. Besides the financial gain that I was getting, which really wasn't much, but the financial part that he held over my head, I couldn't really have an answer to why I stayed in it. But God dealt with me, and it was a soul tie. So I'm going to share this poem with you guys so you can truly understand the depths of the testimony. I was in a love triangle. Me, him, Satan. I tried to get out, but my insecurities kept baiting me in. Although my flesh was being fulfilled, I still had a void. The more I tried to seek myself happy, the more that soul tie killed my joy. Lost in a connection. Flesh not wanted, spirit man rejected. Impatient, tired of waiting. No faith, and I couldn't get a hold of the something that the things not seen and unknown seasons. Soul tie had a hold on me. In bondage, held captive, couldn't be set free. In reality, that soul tie didn't want me to be. Neither did the ungodly thing that was working on the inside of me. How could the soul tie be so dangerous? Flesh was so weak, but still felt dangerous. Angry, game. Even after our flesh was connected, what was there in the game? A little control from the soul tie with his residue remained same. Some game could clean up. Soul tie had me at my lowest, didn't want me to rise above. Angry, self-pity, strung out on drugs. See, this soul tie had me feeling like I could never be loved. The only way from here was to rise up. But some deliverance had to take place. Purge from the stains and the pain that I never thought could be erased. The only way to truly overcome was to put God in his soul tied place and to stop leaning on grace, but to stand in faith and to fall on my face and to seek his face like never before. Soul tied. And see, that would have me bound in this relationship for so long, but I was in this relationship for a good 10 years on and off from the age of 14 to 24. And in this relationship, I didn't have a time to mature and to learn who I was because I had became a young mother. And I was seeking validation because had been abandoned by my mother. I was seeking validation and trying to find love and fill this void that was unfillable through any and everything. So I lived a very promiscuous life, and I got attached with this guy again at the age of 18. And at the time when I reached age 18, I had been struggling with marijuana use, and by 18 it had escalated to something deeper, into pills, into other things. And as we began to together, we were linking up off the basis of the drug use, and this what kept us together for a long time. And in that relationship, it just led me down a path of destruction. I did a lot of things intoxicated to where it landed me in jail a couple of times and facing 20 years on two charges. I had caught being intoxicated behind something he had done. And the God even showed me grace through that. And I just thank God for delivering me from that relationship, because in that he told me that no one would ever love me. He told me that I wasn't worth anything. And I believed it for a while, but it wasn't until I got out of a relationship when I realized that the thing that he had tried to curse over my life is something that he had been struggling with his whole life. And I tried to be understanding to his situation, even now, you know, but God has brought me out of that, to say the least. I am a recovering addict. I have been clean 5 years, and I just thank God for delivering me from drugs, because even when I got charged and I had got sent to jail, they put me on probation, which caused me to not be able to use drugs as I wanted to. And at the time, it was a drug called synthetic weed that had came on scene and it had became really popular. And if anybody know anything about this weed, this synthetic weed, it's undetectable. That's how I was able to still use it, because I had got on probation for 2 years, and in that probation they were randomly drug testing me, and if I had been drug tested and would have been found dirty, that I would have had to serve out those years that they were offering me. But so the enemy opened up a door for me to be connected with this guy and to be connected through the synthetic weed. And if anybody knows about this drug, some people, they hit this drug one time and they die. I've heard many stories. They go brain dead. You might have seen it on the news, but here it is. I'm smoking 20 sweets a day throughout this 2 years of this synthetic weed. And God's grace, that he covered me through that. And I had just got really, really strung out, zombified. I was living life like a living zombie, just dead to the world. And it really takes you out like that. But God, he cleaned me. It wasn't until one day I had a fight with this guy, and I was really just fed up in my spirit, because I would fight back, but I was just tired of fighting. I was tired, you know, that wasn't the lifestyle I wanted to live. And I watched it growing up with my mom. It was something she had to endure. And I would always say, you know, that wouldn't be me, but here it is, I am in this situation. And I was just tired, and I was ready to break free. So I remember telling God, I was like, that last time we had a fight, I said, God, if you just take me out of this relationship with no drama, just cause something to happen with no drama, Lord, I'm going to do something different to change my situation. And I kid you not, the very next day, this man, he was locked up for child endangerment, had fell asleep at the wheel on the synthetic weed with my kids in the car. And so I had two. And by the grace of God, the police still allowed me to go home with my kids and to take them home. It was truly the grace of God. And after that day, I woke up trying to get high off the synthetic weed, and I could not. And at that moment, I knew God was changing my desires. And I called my sister not too long ago. And I mean, not too long after that. And I told her, I was like, I'm tired. So I was just fed up in my spirit. Something had to change. And I kid you not, I left a 2-bedroom house to go move in. When she was like, come on, we here. Open on. I moved in with my sister and her husband, Pastor Brian Montgomery. Shout out to y'all. I moved in with them and slept on their floor to change my situation. So it was truly a blessing that I had them at that time of my life. So they truly taught me some things and prayed and warred and just tarried with me in that season. And I believe when you're going through seasons like that, you do need some prayer words behind it that's going to keep you, help you keep your deliverance. But yeah, that's the basis of my testimony. I've got many and I got plenty, but I just give y'all the example today.
That was so powerful, that poem. I should add on to the flyer poet.
Yes,
that was so powerful. Tell the people how they can get in contact with you. You have a question?
Woman of God.
Yes, sir.
I'm sitting there and I'm listening to what you just shared. There are some young women that are listening to you across the country right now.
Yes, sir.
The Lord can minister to them right now. Minister to them, the ones that are in that condition right now. He said, minister to them and share what it is on your heart, just to bring them out of that scene that they're in. I just see so many women just on edge waiting to hear you say something because they're in that place and they need to hear. You need to hear you minister to them, minister to their hearts right now.
Write down, if you don't get out of that situation, you will die in it. And I pray that God give you the strength to leave, because you're far more worthy than what the enemy is trying to press up on your heart. You're far more worthy of what your abuser tells you, your worth. Only you know your worth. And I pray that God allows you to see you in the image as God sees you, in the image of Christ. You're far more worthy than rubies. And I pray to God that you're making the decision in this day to get out of that situation, because it will never get better. He will never stop. He will never stop. As many times as the apologies come forth, they will never change. In the mighty name of Jesus, so I pray that you, God, give you the strength to make up in your heart and your mind. And for the women that have kids, you do not want your daughters and your sons to keep on the cycle that they see in the house and that abuse. So I pray that you guys get up out that situation, because it don't get better. It will never get better. You got to love yourself more than you love that person. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. That was right on time. I'm a survivor myself, so everything you said was actually the same thing I had said and decided for myself and my children. I get it 100%, and I thank you and honor you for coming on here and being honest, because people need to hear the honesty about what's going on. They need to understand, no, it's not easy, but it's worth it. Your life and your children's life is more important than trying to be comfortable in the season that you're in. How can the people get in contact with you if they need to hear you again, or if they want to get one of your books, or if they want to get something from your business? How can they contact you directly?
My book is available at Amazon. My last store, Beautiful Lashes store, is available on Etsy. For booking, you can reach me to speak up on domestic violence. You can reach me at Love Doesn't Hurt 90. Love Doesn't Hurt, all the words spelled out, 90@gmail.com. And also, you can reach me on Facebook. My name is Lynette Dotson on Facebook. You guys can slide in my DM, and I will respond ASAP. Amen.
Tell them about your new page that you just created, that you just created, so if they want to be a part of that as well, they can message you also.
Yes, ma'am. My new page that I just created is centered around you're far more worthy than rubies. You guys can look it up. I'm so sorry.
You okay?
I'm trying to pull it up now. So sorry. Okay,
no
yeah,
problem.
It's formal worthy, and it's just trying to target the adversities when we face as women. One of my biggest thing is domestic violence, so I will be speaking a lot of on that, and you can search the group. It's called Recovered Girl. Recovered Girl. And I'll try to I'll post it on my page so you guys can see it, because it is a private group. But if you guys hit me up in my inbox, I can add you to it or send your invite.
Amen.
And again,
amen.
That's Recovered Girl.
Amen. Woman of God, we're going to pray for you before we release you today.
Okay.
We thank you so very much for your transparency this morning. There were women that was under the sound of your voice today across this country. We're in 13 countries. This broadcast is in 13 countries. You reached the young women that was under the sound of your voice that were in relationships and in dangerous situations. You have actually made them say, okay, I can do this.
Amen.
I can get out of this thing. I honestly feel in my spirit that you, with the way you talked about being captive by all of that you were captivated by, and you said, I can overcome it. I
Amen.
Can overcome it. If I can walk out of this thing, you could turn it too. And that's what you spoke this morning. You spoke as Paul and Silas was praying and singing, and the prison doors opened up for a whole lot of these women that were under the sound of your voice this morning.
Amen.
I honestly believe that you set some people free. Let me pray for you. Let me pray for you. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for God, this vessel that you have placed into our midst this morning. God, this is a vessel of honor. God, that you have poured such a great gift into. And Father, we glorify you this morning for all that you have done. God, through the words she spoke, through her testimony that she shared, God, through the lives that she's touched, God, we thank you for all that you have done this morning. God, we thank you for loosing the shackles and breaking every chain, God, of bondage that was on the lives of those that was under the woman of God's voice. God, we thank you for the vessel, God, that you have poured into on this morning, the word that you poured into her, God, the testimony that she has shared. God, our prayer this morning, God, is that you will replenish that thing that she has poured out. Everything that is inside of her, God, right now. God, we thank you for the outstretching of who you are. God, and building her up from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. God, we thank you for her being able to speak life, God. God, to every dead situation that was under the sound of her voice. God, we thank you for speaking, God, to every woman, God, that was under the sound of her voice, God, that were in relationships, Father, that said that I can't get out of this thing. I don't know how to get out of this thing. I don't know what direction to go. Father, we thank you for using her as the mouthpiece, God, in their darkest hour, God, that they heard a voice, God, crying out in the wilderness and saying, come on out. In that dark place, in that cave, God, in that place of bondage, in that place of desolation, God, you spoke life through the woman of God. So for that, God, we speak over her and command life to be restored back unto her, God, that she may be able to go out and do this thing again. God, our prayer this morning, God, is that we speak against every attack of the enemy, Father God. God, from every situation and every circumstance, from every direction that the enemy is coming, for every stumbling block and every attack, God, every backlash spirit, God, we speak against that thing that's coming against the woman of God. God, we stand as the intercessor to pray, God, and call those things, God, that be not as though they were. God, we pray the covering, God, dispatch your angels that's assigned to her life. God, we pray that you would just put the hedge of protection around her. God, build the standard up against the enemy that were trying to come against her life. God, and we pray that you would be the source and the strength on this morning. God, that she will want for nothing. God, she will lack for nothing. God, in everything that she's prayed and called on your name for, God, we touch and agree with her right now. You say, well, two or three are gathered together in my name. We are in the midst. Father, we're reaching out and touching, agreeing with her right now. God, and calling those things that be not, Father God, as though they were. And we believe it is so. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, do we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hold on for a second. We're going to take a quick commercial break. I got something I want to share with you.
A change has come over me. He changed my life. And now I'm free. Jermaine is coming at this time.
Thank you. the highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody, nobody greater, nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. Nobody greater, body greater, Jesus. Nobody greater than you.
Search all over.
Search all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Praise God, praise God. What a phenomenal testimony this morning. Remember, if you guys want to connect with Minister Lynette Dawson, you can find her on Facebook, and she will answer any messages you have. Inbox her, let her know. We would definitely be having her back on for Wednesday, Thursday. We definitely will be having her back on because she has more to sell the body of the Christ, body of Christ. I'm tongue-tied. She has more to tell for the body of Christ to these women that need to know that it's a way to get out, that you don't have to stay in that place, that you are better than that. You are a daughter of a king. Let me go on to the Overcomer Scripture, Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Again, Romans 10:9, if you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen. Amen. God has really been shifting the way we do the Overcomer Scripture and Overcomer's Prayer these last couple of weeks, simply because I think each one of our times we go into it, he has a different group of people that he's trying to target, or he's trying to reach the ones that are that need that extra push and drive. So this morning, God told me to speak a decree over the lives of those that are in these situations in life that seem to be a little bit difficult for them to get out of. Some of you are struggling in areas where the enemy has not only just polluted your thought pattern and polluted the way you see things and understand things and comprehend things, but he has tried to keep you in a place of captivation to where you want to give up and you want to give in. Amen. But this morning, I want to give you a place of strength. I want to give to you a place of strength on this morning. So I want to decree a strength over you this morning. And with this decree of strength, you'll be able to stand in the midst of where the enemy is trying to cause you to lose hope, cause you to lose your fight, cause you to lose your drive on this morning. But the devil is a lie. You are an overcomer. Not only are you an overcomer, but God says that you are more than a conqueror on this morning. So let us talk to the Lord on this morning. Come and lend me your hearts this morning. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. We thank you for being God and being God all by yourself. We thank you for stepping into the situation, God. God, and causing the enemy, Father God, to stumble and fall, causing the enemy to throw in the towel and to give up and not be able to conquer, God, the place, God, that you said that we are free from. God, we thank you for your love and your tender mercies and your kindness, oh God, God, that you have shown toward us, even in our storms and in our rain, God. God, for this, God, I thank you for the ability to decree over the lives of those that are under the sound of our voices on this morning. Father, we decree that they are free, God. God, we decree that there is a liberty that has been set in their lives. God, we decree, God, that they're able to stand not only just firm, but stand strong in who they are, that you have called them to be. God, we speak life to them even now. God, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, Father, we speak life. God, we speak a death to every naysayer, God, every noisome pestilence, God, every deceitful spirit, every deceitful word, God, that's being spoke right now, God, in and over the lives. God, we commanded God to put a halt on it. We put a gag order on the enemy over their lives, even now. God, and as they put this, we put this gag order in their mouth of the enemy, God, we speak to their situation and we call on your mighty name and we say, Father, step in and be God and be big in their life, even now. Father, reach inside of them right now in the places where they are, God, and restore them, God, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. God, your scripture says, so we speak the scripture over them. We speak the scripture over them that you died on the cross for them, God. God, and when they believe, they're now believing in their heart, and now they're confessing with their mouth that Jesus is Lord, and now they are saved. They are safe in your care. God, so we speak that over their lives right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we say, God, that it is so. They are free and free indeed. In the mighty name of Jesus is our prayer. And we say it is so. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, and amen. We're going to go ahead on and we're going to give you guys our three keys that we share with you as you come become the overcomer. Now that you have walked into the fullness of who God is in your life, we want you to take these three keys that we're going to share with you on this morning and apply those to your life. So we're going to share that with you right now.
Good morning. Good morning. Those three keys are: find you a Bible, read this King James or NIV. 2, find your church home, where you go physically to visit a church, but remember to mask up and stay safe. Or you can go online and visit a couple of churches. You're welcome to come and join us at Sunday morning at 10:15, the Abba House International. And 3, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but they is living the word. This is very critical since you surrender your life to Christ. Again, 1, find you a Bible, King James or NIV. 2, find your church home, whether you go in physically or virtually. But remember, if you go physically, please mask up and stay safe. Sanitize, wash your hands as much as possible. And 3, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but is living the word. They must be walk what they're preaching. They must walk what they're preaching.
Amen. 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 Ladies and gentlemen, please remember to govern yourselves according to those announcements that my living the life to share with you guys. Listen, for those of you all that have submitted your prayer request, we're going to pray for those who have submitted their prayer request. We thank you guys for submitting those. We'll give you those media sites after we finish with the prayer, but we would like for you guys to submit your prayer request. And know that we just don't pray for your requests just today, but we constantly pray for your requests. We believe that first and fervent prayer of the righteous avail much. That's what we believe. We stand on that scripture. We stand on that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to His purpose. We stand on that. We stand on that. So we thank you for. We thank God for the call that He's placed on our life for prayer. And we thank God for the ability to pray in the midst of all that's going on. Amen. Amen. So let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for the prayer request that has been submitted, God. We thank you for every individual person that has submitted their prayer request, Father God. God, we take those requests and we lay our hands on them symbolically. God, and we speak over these requests right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, whatever the condition or circumstance may be, Father, as we lay our hands on this prayer request, God, we speak life over them right now. God, everything that needs to be revived, we speak life. Father, everything that needs to have a death warrant, a death certificate attached to it, God, we speak a death to it right now. God, we speak healing. God, we speak deliverance. God, we speak mind revelating power. God, we speak your grace. God, we speak your word of strength and your word of power over their lives even now. God, we call on you and know that you are not disabled, but Father, we know that you are well able. Father, to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. Father, we trust you beyond what our eyes may physically see, for we understand and know that the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are unseen is eternal, is what your words share with us. God, we understand, God, that when we stand in you, God, that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask and think. We trust you. God, behind what we see, God, we say, do, God, what you do best, and that is be God and be big in our life. We thank you, and we glorify you, and we magnify you, for we know that it is in you we live, it's in you we breathe, it's in you we have our being. Father, we cannot do anything without you. God, we thank you for the eternal grace and peace, God, that have been set and orchestrated in our lives. And give us to know, God, that even in the midst of the storm and in the midst of the rain, God, that you're able, God, to calm our fears, God, and wipe our tears, and give us the strength to stand and withstand. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, guys. God bless you so very much for sharing with us on this morning. We thank you for being a part of the broadcast. We hope that a song was played, a prayer was prayed, maybe a word was said that encouraged you on this morning. Maybe your fight was so great that you needed to hear a word for you to be able to battle through the storm. And we hope that we were that conduit this morning. We hope that we were that source. We hope we were that lifeline that was thrown to you on this morning, to bring you into your place of knowing that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask us. And we thank you. We thank you for taking out the time to share with us and share your first fruit as we share our first fruit to give unto the Lord on this morning, and we thank you so much for that. Those of you all who would like to sow into the Worldwide Gospel Connection, you can do so by going to WGC2020. Whatever gift you feel you want to sow, please do so. We're asking for a seed of $25. Those of you all who want to sow more, you can. We would like for you to do that on this morning to sow into the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Again, the seed of $25 piece, you can sow that. If not, you can sow whatever the Lord lays on your heart. And again, that dollar, that Cash App is $WGC2020. You can sow into that as well. Also, those of you all who would like to make your request for prayer, you could go to the media sites. It is Abba House Abba House Facebook page. We also have the Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook page. You could also go to the email addresses, which is the Abba House International at gmail.com. You also have the Worldwide Gospel Connection at gmail.com. You can also go to the Blog Talk Radio and go into that comment section there, where you go to blogtalkradio.com/Worldwide Gospel Connection. You could go into the comment section there and place your request for prayer there as well. And again, we thank you so very much for being a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection on this morning. Now, remember, those of you all who are looking for a bath experience, one of those Calvin Take Me Away moments, please contact Core Gifted Gifts. You could do that by going to CoreGiftedGifts34@gmail.com. That's CoreGiftedGifts34@gmail.com. You can also reach her by 346-381-8751. 346-381-8751. You could call or text that number. Also, those of you all who are looking for the scarves, she has scarves available as well. The scarves are $15. The Core Gifted Gifts, she has a sale going on right now. It's a 3 for $10 and a 2 for $7. A 3 for $10 and a 2 for $7 for the bath bombs. Excellent, excellent, excellent product. Again, for that Calgon Taking It Away moment, that relaxing after a hard, long day at work, you could take that bath bomb and just relax and relax your whole body, your whole mind, and just let your day melt away. Amen. Again, that's Core Gifted Gifts bath bombs, and also these scarves are available for $15. Those of you all who would like to purchase a shirt as well for the Worldwide Gospel Connection, you can do so by going to the Worldwide Gospel Connection and make your request there. Please make sure you put in your request, put in your size and the amount that you need. We'll be glad to take care of that for you. And you could send your monies to the dollar sign Worldwide Gospel Connection at gmail.com, or you can send it to dollar sign the Abba House. Again, dollar sign the Abba House. You can send it to any one of those. And we also have Zelle available as well. Zelle is available as well. And if you'd like to sow through Zelle, you can go through Zelle and find Abba House through Zelle. Amen. God bless you guys so much. We thank you for being a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Our prayer this morning is that something was said or done that was blessed your day, and realize and know and understand that we love you, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. God bless you. You guys have a marvelous, fantastic day. Grace and peace to you all.
Peace. lift your hands and just worship him. He deserves the glory. He deserves the honor. Come on, worship. Open your mouth and begin to speak to him. Come on, open your mouth and let the Spirit just begin to flow out of you.
My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. My love, my life, it all belongs to you. It belongs to you.
Sing it with me. My heart, my mind, lift your voice and say,
I'm not afraid to
belongs to you. Said it all belongs to you. Hey, it all belongs to you. It all belongs to you. It all belongs to you. Every air that we breathe, Lord. Everything that we are, Lord. It all belongs to you. It all belongs to you. Hallelujah.